Allen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Tonight I thought I'd open up open lines. We have some incredible guests coming up here in the future, and I'm signing them up right now as we speak, and it's going to be quite interesting shows. We've had, Lynn McTaggart, we've had J.J. Hertak, we've had Brad Steiger, just awesome people coming on the show, and we're going to continue to do that. But the guests were so incredible that I thought, it was, and just with an hour, it was better just to let them go ahead and talk, and we didn't really open up the lines for callers. So, and most of the people emailed me and said, these people are just too good, let them speak. And so we kept getting this over and over again to, go ahead and not really open up the lines for callers. But this, my whole focus is, this radio show is really your radio show. It's the people listening here. I'm just here to serve. And I want to hear your stories and what's going on in your part of the world. And mostly I'd really like to hear about any UFO sightings or, any major visions you've had or contacts or any of the messages that you're getting. Or just what you're feeling. What do you feel is coming up here in the future? There's kind of an agitation and a psychic knowing, an inner knowing that something's in the wind. Something's coming our way, and we don't really know what it is, but we do know it's not going to be business as usual anymore. So go ahead and tap into that inner knowing and that those psychic premonitions or any dreams or visions, and feel free to call and share them with us. I want to give a few little updates before we open up for callers and talk about a few things. One thing I've been talking about quite a bit is about the cover-up. And right now, it's so ridiculous. I mean, nobody believes the military anymore. Not even the local newspapers in Texas and things are going, yeah, right, when they give their spiel. And, the Roswell event, there's so many deathbed confessions. One guy's popping up after another, saying it was real, there were bodies there. So that's a done deal. And I think it's quite amusing when they have SETI with Seth Shustak comes on and says, oh, if our top satellites, spy satellites would have seen those ships, he would have known about it. And, you really can't have that kind of knowledge unless you have extremely high clearances. Now, the thing is the satellites are equipped with special sensing apparatuses, and they can sense any fluctuations in the magnetic fields, anything in the ultraviolet and infrared, and they have special gear on them. So they are monitoring these ships coming in, and that's why you see the jets in hot pursuit, and that's why they can scramble the jets so quickly, because they have pre-knowledge because of these satellites. So sorry, Seth, all I can say is that you're either out of the loop or you're telling one of the biggest fibs on the planet, and keep up the great work, because somebody might out there might believe you. I don't know. But I want to talk a little bit about Mexico and Peru. They're just having incredible sightings. They're having landings. I'm having weird things happen in my room right now. Actually, I'm having light beams popping in and out, which has just caught my attention. The the Earth changes that are coming up, I think it's amazing. I went to the LA Expo, and I listened to some of the other speakers there, and they were standing up giving everybody the feel good message, like, hey, don't worry about it, just stay in the now, don't worry about future now. There's not going to be any Earth changes, just go along business as usual, and keep up with that heavy footprint, that you're leaving on the planet. And then they lay the guilt trip. Well, if you're talking about Earth changes, you're just in fear and you're talking to negative ETs and things of that nature. We hear it all. And meanwhile, these Earth changes are unfolding and just slamming people right and left. There's tsunamis, there's earthquakes, there's major floods. The weather is definitely not normal. The ice caps are on melting 7 times faster than expected. So, Mexico has got a couple volcanoes going off. Popo just popped its lid again. There's another one going off down in Baja, and there's all kinds of earthquakes, just one after another. And, you know, we're seeing 7.5 earthquakes back in Indonesia. And in Nevada, they had quite a shaker there where they usually don't get quakes. And, you know, there was a major reality check there. So I think people should, that are out there talking about there aren't going to be earth changes, don't worry about it, should take some vacations to some of these nice spots, you know, and maybe go before and have the experience, you know, that all the other people are having, or go afterwards and look at the damage and then see if they can come up with that exact same scenario. But anyway, it's the feel-good message, you know, don't worry about it, follow me, and we're going to, you know, and I see them just pack the crowds. It's amazing. So anyway, I think it's imperative right now that people get in touch with their own inner guidance, connect in with the Mother Earth and see what she's saying, what she's getting ready to do. Listen to some of the Native American prophecies and the Mayan calendar and all of these things that are telling us, the Egyptian prophecies. You know, every race, every culture has their prophecies, and they are getting ready to unfold. Now, I'm not going to tell you the Earth is ending either, because that's the other end of the spectrum. It's not going to end either, but it is going to go through a major cleanup process, and we are going through a major shift in consciousness and energy, and we are moving into a new time. But every ending of an age and beginning of a new age, there's a major cleansing. It's always happened. It's part of our history. So, odds are we are going to go through some type of cleansing and healing, and that's the way it has to be, to just kind of unlock and unlodge this old guard, you know, that's so entrenched and so controlling and manipulating. You know, that program has to be dislodged, and nature is really your best friend in this experience, you know. So we have to, with me, I'm rooting for nature. I'm saying, yeah, let's get on with it. Let's clean up the planet, you know. Let's make the shift, and let's join the rest of the universe in peace. Let's have fun and welcome these other star nations and all these beautiful beings that are coming in to the planet right now, and you know, they're here to assist us in this process. So we need to start taking a different avenue rather than fearing them or trying to make a religion out of them or shooting at them or, you know, meeting them with aggression. We need to start looking at some of their program, because, you know, basically, when you're going up against somebody that's a million, if not more, you know, billion years ahead of you in evolution, their technology is so far beyond ours. I mean, we're like hunting lions with pea shooters, and we're going to get in trouble pretty soon if we keep doing it. So, let me give out those numbers while I'm going, the call-in numbers. If you want to talk about some of the visions you've had, or you want to talk about a contact, or any messages or anything, go ahead and call the show. The first number is 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. Producer here, he's saying that give him all the numbers, so I'm going to give you all the numbers, 877-876-5227, 888. 815-9756, 530-876-3222. And that's the direct line, 530-876-3222. Or you can go to bbsradio.com and go ahead and draw that up, and you'll be able to see, you know, all of the numbers there as well. Just go to the website. And we also have a fast blast if you want to send in, you know, something on the email. We can go ahead and, answer those, any questions you pop in on the Fast Blast as well. We're up and running with the Fast Blast. We haven't had it up for a while, so we're back up and running, and hopefully the phone lines will hold out. We're experiencing some incredible winds up here right now. It's I've got a house that's actually built off an old bridge, and it's got massive timbers, and it's braced and cross-braced and you name it. And it's actually getting shaken right now. So being pretty far up in the forest here with winds like this, we might have a tree come down and take us out. But hopefully the lines will stay up and we can keep going. We have quite a storm coming in here, looks like, you know, up here on the mountain. But let me talk about a few things. Now, in Texas, they're having a huge flap. you know, they're seeing more and more sightings. There's a lot of pressure coming out on the people that are seeing these. There's some footage that's happening in Texas right now where the ships are actually morphing and they're sending out glyphs or symbols, you might say. And what they're trying to figure out is what these symbols mean. So these ships are actually seem to be sending a message that they're getting, you know, over there, and they're describing these ships, and some of them are almost a mile wide, massive ships, and there seems to be some other smaller ships accompanying them, and you know, they're having a lot of witnesses coming forward, the constables, which are the sheriffs, I guess, for that area, and a lot of the officers, and they have, you know, footage coming off the patrol cars, all kinds of things of these ships that are starting to surface. So, you know, incredible photographs, lots of corroborating witnesses, a lot of them seeing the same thing. But I think the amazing thing that we're seeing is that these ships are morphing, and they're ships that have the ability to do some amazing things. And I have some footage of a golden disc that morphs into a light pillar, and then it turns into an arrowhead, and then it morphs back into a... we got a caller here. It morphs back into a golden disc, and then it turns into the Hebrew sign for God in a ham. So figure that one out. So these beings have been around for a long time. So we have a caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, James. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
What do you have to share with us?
I was calling to find out. I listened to Linda Moulton Howe on Coast to Coast last night.
Yes.
And she was talking about the UFOs in Texas. That was one of her topics. And apparently she has video of the UFOs flashing holographic symbols.
Yes, yes.
Do you know anything about those?
Yes, I do. Those are Andromedans. I was asking who are these guys, and there's a mixed group flying around here. There's all kinds, and we have some back engineered things as well. But the Andromedans are. It seems to be those are their ships, and they're massive ships. They're very big. Now there seems to be some other ships appearing there too. So I think it might be kind of a federation type thing, but they're the big boys in charge in the universe, or big girls, whatever you want to say. And, you know, they have bodies, but they're not physical. They have more of a magnetized light body, and they can condense it down into a physical body if they need to. There's a guy, I believe his name was Hernandez. I'm not sure. It might be Mendez, that actually wrote a book about his contacts with them, with that group. And when we start seeing that group coming in, it means that things are really going to get interesting in the next, you know, next couple years.
Well, I just found it really interesting. The symbols that she has on her website, I have seen some of those before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get flashes sometimes in my frontal lobe, and I see these symbols, and I just have a notebook that I carry around, and I draw them when I see them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also seen them in my dream state. So
can you send me a copy of those somehow, or email
sure.
those to me so I could take a look at them?
Absolutely.
I would love to see them, because there are so many people now that are doodling these symbols. And then they're shocked when they see the same symbols somewhere else, or coming from, you know, another contactee or something of that nature.
Right. Yeah, it's really interesting. That was actually what woke me up in the first place, was a dream with symbols in it. I went through this wormhole and saw this screen unzip in the middle of the universe, and then saw all of these symbols going across this this screen.
Uh-huh. Was there anybody else there, any beings or anything during this process?
Not in that dream.
Uh-huh. Have you had others where you've had experiences with, like, off-world or
yes,
multidimensional beings?
Yeah, that was what started my whole search, because I didn't understand what was happening. I kept going through these wormholes, and I would end up in the middle of the universe somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then later, I went to this planet on this ship and splashed down in this water. And a couple of months later, there was a first image of the Titan moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that little peanut-shaped looking thing on it, and it looked blue. And that was where we went in. We splashed the water. Or whatever it is.
Interesting. I've always felt they have life there. There's a couple places that I keep getting premonitions from, and you know, and they tell me where their bases are, and they're all over. You know, I just cannot even comprehend the idea of thinking that we're it or that we're alone, especially when you do the math, and there's whole galaxies out there that are billions of years older than we are, and they have their planets and their suns, and just like, you know, we do here, we have 200, I think it's up to 200 billion. I know it's gone beyond that, suns in the Milky Way galaxy, and they've found at least 500 billion galaxies, so it's actually infinite. That's just what they can see right now with the technology that we have today. But now they're saying, oh, guess what? All these stars, these 200 billion stars, have solar systems and planets revolving around them. And we just might not be alone. It's like, and all of us are sitting there going, duh. You know?
Right on.
Yeah. So no. What did some of these beings look like? Do you remember what they look like?
Every time I try to remember what they look like, my brain does not recognize it. And the last dream that I had, I have a lot of dreams with screams in them.
Uh-huh.
And the last dream that I had, I was standing on this podium-looking thing, and there was this humongous screen. I mean, it was the biggest screen I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
In any of my dreams, and I felt this presence behind me. Anyway, the whole dream, I don't know how long it lasted, but I slept longer than I had ever slept before in my life, and I felt like it went on the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept seeing these images of water and the tops of trees and all sorts of other things, and then this presence behind me was saying telepathically, what are you going to do here? What do you do here? And I just kept answering these questions.
Uh-huh.
And telepathically. And the next thing that happened is I wanted to see what was behind me. So somehow I projected my consciousness out of my body, and I turned around and I saw myself there. But everything behind me was kind of like this bright light, and I couldn't really see anything behind me, but I saw myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked around, there were a lot of entities in this room, but they were all wearing suits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't really know. When I discovered that I was actually looking at my own self, you know, out of my body, then I started exploring around, but you know, I popped back in my body, and then immediately the screen images started going again. And, you know, the entity behind me asked me what I would do here. And
mm-hmm.
And instead of answering, I apparently just sent my intention or my thought, and I saw these ripples. And I followed the ripples, and then I went inside this huge building with all of these people in it, and they were just wet and cold, and I don't know what it was all about, but you know, then I popped back in my body, and when I heard the questions from then on, I never answered. I just focused and sent my intentions out.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a wild dream.
Yeah, people think they're just a body and a personality, but we're actually multidimensional beings, and it was probably another aspect of yourself, you know, teaching you or showing you that you have other aspects of yourself on other levels or other dimensions, and you're probably going there, and they're teaching you, you know, in your subconscious for the earth, for this level, to help you do whatever it is.
That's what I feel like it is, because it was really like the first time that I ever realized that I ever really got to visualize my thought. I mean, it was like I saw the ripple in the field. I really can't explain it, but after that, my perception of things kind of changed drastically.
it's hard to stay in the old paradigm anymore when something like that happens.
Right.
You look at the old paradigm, you just go, what are we doing here?
Right.
Yeah, things could be so much better.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear Lynn McTaggart on your show the other day, and I wanted to call in then and ask her if anybody had ever done a perception experiment. You know?
Oh, change your perception and see what happens? Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. I'm going to work more with her on that. I'm going to try to get her out here to the ranch, but we're talking about it. But it's coming from England and everything else, the dynamics are kind of tough.
All right.
Hopefully I can get her over here. Well, thanks so much for sharing.
All right. I appreciate your show.
Oh, thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great evening. Alrighty, perceptions. That's so interesting. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, I imagine we'll get another caller, hopefully, because I want to get as many callers as we can. So feel free to call in. Don't be shy. Let me give you those numbers again. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Alrighty. So I wanted to talk a little bit, too, about some of the things going on is like a heads up. There's a lot of people coming forward right now, and be very careful of the exclusivity. And I don't want to mention any names. There's several people I've seen, going out on the circuit and talking, and there's movies coming out where people are saying that they're the only prophet of God on the planet and they're the only contactee, and they're the only one that are in charge with the highest group ever, and there's all of these things going on out there. And be really careful when you hear this, I am the only, or the exclusivity program, because the higher beings don't get into that. They're very much into honoring, the omnipresent God, the creator within all creation, and everybody is part of that, and they don't get into the exclusivity, because the more you separate yourself as being the exclusive, the more separate you are. It's that simple. The more you're separated into the ego, and there's a lot of spiritual ego out there we have to kind of, steer clear of. So the real masters down here are the ones that are empowering people to do it themselves, and they're supporting people in their own awakening process, and they really don't want to be leaders, which brings us back to the Andromedans, who are mythologically known as archangels, because they have these huge bands of energy coming out behind them that look like wings. And they're very tall beings. They're 8 to 10 foot tall with magnetized light bodies. And they are saying, look, we're not here to lead you. We're here to inspire you to take a higher path, a higher road. But the ultimate choice and decision is yours, and we're not here to tell you what to do. We're just here to inspire you to evolve and reach your greatest potential. So we need to get back into that and realize that, look, don't give your power away anymore. It's time for each individual to take responsibility for their own awakening and healing process and make their own spirit connection or whatever connection you want to call it. And we have different programs running down here. Some people are connected into the nature spirits. Some people are connected into Native American spirits. Some people are connected into the masters. Some people are connected into the ultra-dimensional beings. And in the bottom line, it's all connected. you know, it's all God, it's all connected, and it's all coming together. So that's what we're experiencing right now, is that the veils are getting very thin, and it's all coming together right now. And time to, you know, not separate anymore or divide. You know, there's no separation in omnipresence. And we need to start viewing the world that way. You know, if we got back to the basics and realized there's one source from which we all came and there's one source from which we all return, and we're down here in these multicolored earth suits, you know, doing our little soul programs, I think the earth would be a much better place. You know, we'd see ourselves as one multicolored family and start behaving ourselves, and we'd be taking a little better care of the planet as well. But anyway, I just had another freight train go over the house here. It's amazing, the winds up here. These are some pretty strong winds. I'm hoping that our neighbors don't experience what we experienced the last go-around, because the ranch here is a vortex. It's a very high-energy place, and it's very protected. And what's amazing is we had dead trees here, and not one of them went down, but our neighbors had trees, you know, splitting their houses in half and landing on cars, and it was quite a mess up here the last go-around with these winds. And they reached, you know, according to the newspaper, they said they reached speeds up to 200 miles an hour in the mountains. So judging by the damage and how many trees went down, I would say that was probably accurate, because there were some pretty big gusts. And, you know, it was pretty interesting, you know, the way it all unfolded. But, you know, they've got most everything cleaned up right now, and the houses are put back together, and the cars are pretty much totaled. You know, I don't think they could repair them. They were, you know, these trees are, people have no idea how powerful these trees are. When they hit, I mean, they're 90% water, and you've got water up, you know, 100 feet high plus, 150 feet high, you know, that much weight coming down, you know, in more of a solid form and hitting a vehicle, it pretty much cuts them right in two and makes a pancake out of them, you know, whatever's underneath that tree. So, but doesn't help your house out either when it hits your house, luckily. You know, if you've got some big branches to kind of soften the blow a little bit on the tree, sometimes it's not as devastating. But you know, up here we had houses just split right in two, and luckily they were winter, you know, summer houses. People were gone, a lot of snowbirds up here, and so they were gone, and so their houses, although they were damaged, you know, the people weren't in them, luckily. Some of them, some people were, you know, had their own experiences. But I kind of see, In a lot of my meditations, I talk a lot with the divine feminine energies and, you know, Mary energies and things of that nature. And they work a lot with the nature intelligences, and it's all connected. And they talk a lot about how there's a lot of protection when you work with nature and you are aligned and on a spiritual path, and there's a lot of guidance that will guide you where to go and what to do. And we need to get behind that. I think I've got another caller. Hello.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Who's this?
This is Juliana.
Hello, Juliana.
I heard you say that if anybody had any pictures of those symbol things.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like to see them?
I would.
This started with me on the 22nd of December last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got the first ones. And when I first got them, right away I just said to my boyfriend, I said, these look like some kind of symbols. One looked kind of like a DNA thingy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all kinds of them.
So you've been drawing them, the symbols?
Excuse me?
Now, are these in meditations or dreams? Or?
No, I'm taking pictures of them up in the sky with the camera.
Oh, pictures.
Yeah,
I would love to see those.
I sent some over to Don over at BBS. And
okay.
He told me I should send them and let you see them, but I don't have your email address anymore.
Yeah, it's UFO James.
Hold on a minute. Let me get a pen, because I think you'll be really interested in what I got.
Yeah, I would like to see them, because, You know, if we put all of these together with the ones in Texas, I'll bet we're going to come up with a major message, you know, for the people that need to see it in a photo or whatever. But if you just meditate them, you know.
I heard Linda last night on Coast to Coast, and she was asking for pictures, too. So
mm-hmm.
I sent a bunch of them over to her.
Oh, good.
Another thing I got, James, I'm going to send you, too. This was during the full moon in December, I think
mm-hmm.
it was. Either December or January when we had the full moon. I was taking a picture of the full moon because it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And next to the full moon, there's these three orbs that's like joined together right up against the side of the moon. One's like a purplish blue. One is a bright fuchsia pink. And I can't remember what the color the other one is. But down below the moon, there's this thing that looks like a gray pyramid. And then underneath the pyramid-looking thing, there's one of those Y symbol things in like kind of like a amber goldish-looking color.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send that to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm going to speak at the Orbs Conference. I don't know if you're aware of that in Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs, where?
It's on my website. There's a link on my website at eseti.org.
Uh-huh.
And you can go right to it. It'll say the Prophets Conference.
Is that in California?
Yeah, it's in California. And, you know, they've got Michal Ledwith. They've got Hope and Randy Mead are there. You know, they've got some great speakers and some physicists that are coming out and talking mainly about the orbs.
I would love to be able to get to that, but I'm so far away. I'm down here in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So your UFO James at what?
At gorge.net, GORGE.net.
Okay, cool. I'll send them out to you.
Yeah, make sure it's Gorge and not George. Everybody puts George on there, and then they don't know why.
Yeah, G-O-R-G-E. Is
yeah.
that correct?
Yeah, G-O-R-G-E. That's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll send them out to you. I'll get them out to you in the morning. And if you find out what they mean, if anybody can decipher this, please let me know because it's definitely something unusual. And another thing, a couple of nights ago I went out and I started taking pictures and nothing was there. And I started talking to them telepathically.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked them to, if they were there and they were watching over me, to let me see a pink one. And I shot a picture and got a pink one.
Oh, nice, yeah. You know, I told my brother was out in the field, and I told my brother, I said, you got a big pink orb sitting right over your head. And there was a woman next to me, and so she flashed a picture of him really quick, and sure enough, there was this big pink orb sitting right over his head. And it really shocked him. He goes, whoa. You know, he goes.
But this was a pink symbol.
A pink symbol, okay.
Right, this was a pink symbol.
Yeah, well, that pink energy is, you know, it's very loving energy. There's two new energies coming in, a pink and a turquoise energy coming in right now, and a lot of people are seeing that when they meditate. They'll start seeing these, it's like almost a little portal with a lot of turquoise in it or pink.
What's up with them now? Are they getting ready to make their move and bring full disclosure, or is it because of the earth changes that are starting to erupt so crazy, I guess.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on is the veils, we're going through this incredible vibrational lifting and healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And the veils are getting very, very thin between worlds. And there's worlds within worlds and whole civilizations living right alongside of us. But we can only see a very small band, you know, within the light spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things happening all alongside of it, especially in the infrared and the ultraviolet.
Mm-hmm.
There's beings, you know, walking around. On the property here, the veils are so thin that you can photograph these beings, and some are, you know, it look like they're 8-foot-tall golden beings with these little blue light beings following them walking across the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the, you know, the orbs and the light spheres. And all these squiggly things, I don't know, all these little squiggly lights going everywhere, you know, there's just all kinds of things going on here. Not just UFOs showing up, but we're having extreme paranormal activity as well.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. I'm going to get off the phone because I know some other people probably want to get on. And besides, I want to hear you talk. I'm real interested in what you got to say, and your show is almost over. But thank you for spending some time with me, and I'll send you a whole bunch of pictures, and also I'll write you an email and explain to you a lot of experiences that I've been having. A lot of stuff similar to what the lady that called in a while ago said she was having in her dream time.
Uh-huh.
I've been going all over the place and doing all kinds of things. And it's like other planets or something. I don't know what it is. But what the beings that I see, I've never seen anything that didn't look completely human as far as I can remember.
Yeah, those are the ones that you're most aligned with, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably what you're ready for. Cause
yeah, I guess so, because I'd probably get spooked if I seen something that didn't look like a fluffy little animal or a human.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was in the beginning, too. Yeah.
Have a wonderful night.
All right, thanks for calling. Have
Bye.
A good evening. You know, that is interesting. I have some photographs on the website of a being that almost looks like a horse head, like a humanoid horse head or something. Really long jaw coming out and wearing robes appearing. And these beings are very ancient, very old. And if you could not sense their energy, their frequencies, you would get scared and demonize them, or most people would just freak out. But there's this very ancient wisdom coming from these beings, and I've heard about them from other masters. And there's beings that are felines. You know, they're humanoid felines. There's beings out there that are really short little guys, you know, like dwarf-like little guys. And they're very happy beings. You know, they're very enlightened beings. And, you know, it's important that you learn how to sense the energies of a being. You know, there are some low-level contacts that you want to avoid, but when you start align yourself with the higher energies, and you know the old saying, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you stay out of the victim and fear mode and focus on the higher beings and invoke their energy and learn to stay in your self-authority, and by all means I say learn to do healing, learn to heal any unseen negative influences, it's a must, and you won't have any problems. We've got another caller. Welcome.
Hello. Hi James, this is Ben.
Hello, Ben. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been listening to you for about 15 or 20 minutes now.
Oh, great.
I'm just going through some tough times right now. May be out of line a little bit. Just wanted to ask you if you can sense anything over the phone. Going through some real trying times right now personally,
mm-hmm.
in my personal life with some work issues, and trying to, you know, do a lot of meditating, and I can't get a breakthrough of what path I should go on, just trying to reach out to someone just so I can get a glimpse of hope or something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you came to the right place, basically, because that's our whole focus, is to help people get through these times and these changes. And you're not alone. It's not easy. I mean, there's some heavy things going on with people and changes, and it's like we're going between worlds. We're letting go of the old world. And, you know, it's like that monkey trap, you know. Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, they take a coconut, you know, and they drill a hole in it, put rice in it, and they tie it down with leather, and people stick their hand in there, and they grab the rice, and they can't let it go. You know, the monkey does that, and you can't let it go, so the hunter comes up and grabs him and does whatever he wants with him,
mm-hmm.
because he can't let go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we learn to let go and detach and trust the universe, things are going to be moving in and out of our lives as we go through this shift, these energies coming in. You know, and it'll mean new jobs. Some people will be moving to new locations. They'll be moving out of relationships. And, you know, the old thing is that, you know, all you can do is love people, you know, stay centered in love and let them work out what they need to work out and focus on your own healing and to get through these times. And there's help out there, too. There's these incredible beings and masters just waiting you know, to help us get through
yeah.
our stuff. And but we just have to learn how to surrender it, you know, how to let go of it.
I've been meditating and asking for my spiritual guide to have a little deeper contact with me, but
mm-hmm.
I've not gotten anywhere yet with that. But I'm not giving up either. I'm pretty strong-willed about keep meditating and trying to get some spiritual answers.
Well, you know, the unified field, we do a lot of clearing work here, and it doesn't matter where we are. I can go in there and clear things from past life and birth trauma from age one to your present age. It's one of the processes we do, and put people in touch with their main teacher and guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a non-local thing. You don't have to be present. It's great to be here and go through it and then hang out with the energies here.
Yeah, I would love to visit, but I'm here in Kentucky, so
yeah,
be pretty expensive right now to get out there. But
well, you don't need to get out there. You know, just send me an email and just say, you know, Ben from the show,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can clear out, and I'll do some work on that and send an email back and tell you what we got.
Okay, was that the same email you gave out to the previous caller?
Yeah, or you can go to eseti.org and read about it. They're called Transpersonal Release Sessions.
Okay.
And the people, I've done a lot of them for some pretty famous people. You'd be surprised, and they're pretty shocked, and it not only helped them out personally, but their pets ended up getting healed.
Wow.
And some other things happened all around, and it kind of shocked them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't mention their names, but you'd probably know who they were.
Well, I feel like I'm really being held down. Like I get a feeling that you know that I really have a part to play. Yes, we all do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm someone great and special, but you know, I have a genetic disease that affects my nervous system and the myelin sheath around my nerves
is
deteriorating, and therefore it's affecting my muscles also. So I have muscle pain and weakness also. But you know, I'm starting to read a lot and learn about the vibrations and how important they are.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering if not. You know, that is affecting my meditation, because I know, you know, the electrical system within my body is traveling on my nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there's a correlation between my issues with spirit and the creator and meditation and this genetic disease I have.
You know, there usually is. There's always a corresponding, you know, attitude or emotion that corresponds with that disease. And it's slipping my mind. I worked for 7 years with a biophysicist, and he's an amazing healer. You know, you can connect with them. If you go to AquariusWater.org and tell him what your situation is, he can actually mix up a formula. But it has a lot to do with your liver, and your liver, you know, I'm not a doctor and I don't diagnose or anything else, but from my research, it has to do with your liver. And it's the, I don't know why I can't think of it, there's something that actually creates the myelin sheath that's actually generated by the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, I'm just not grasping it, it's one of those on the tip of my tongue and not coming in, but it's the what you need to do is do a major liver cleanse if you can, and
okay.
find a good naturopath,
mm-hmm.
and tell them that you know you need to do, or go to a health food store or something. Just
yeah, well, I've, you know, it's not surprising that you know, that's the way I've been being led by the Creator.
Uh-huh.
That's actually things that I've been investigating and looking into. Is the cleanses and the good health food stores and stuff.
You know, the pain is a major distractor, and so if you're feeling pain, if you're having, you know, physical discomfort, it's a major distraction to your meditation.
Yeah.
And you know, but we'll send you some energy, and we'll see what we can do. And also, I'd really look into. I don't know. Send me an email. It'll come to me tonight, I'm sure. But I know it's right on the tip of my tongue. But you have to get that in production again, and then that rebuilds your myelin sheath, you know, around, and it'll help you out. But the best one to talk to is check out that AquariusWater.org and tell them, you know, what your situation is.
Okay, Aquarius. Okay. Water.org.
Yeah, and this guy's got like 9 degrees or something like that. It's incredible. He's a biophysicist, a astrophysicist, a engineer. I don't know what else he is.
What state's he out of? Just curious.
He's in Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene, Oregon. Okay.
Yeah, but they ship things all over the world. He's
right.
Actually from Germany.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's one of these Mr. Wizards, you know, that
does
some pretty incredible work.
Wow, that sounds real interesting.
But and be persistent, you know, like if they say, oh, he's not available, just keep calling.
Well, let me ask you something kind of deep. I mean, how, you know, I've been doing a lot of, in my meditations, I've been part of my meditation time, I've been doing, you know, actual imagining, you know, that my nervous system is repairing itself,
mm-hmm.
and my myelin sheath is getting better and repairing. I mean, how good do you think I could do there?
Well, I tell you what, I would recommend, and, you know, it's not just because I wrote them, but the first book I wrote, Reunion with Source,
mm-hmm.
it has some very good meditations in there, but it also has clearing work. And before you meditate, you want to clear your space and make sure you've got clear space and clear energies. And you can do this in your workplace, your home, anywhere where you're having problems, you know, instead of butting into it here in the physical, just go in and do some clearings, and you'll see it just shift. And there's techniques in the books in how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely look into that. And then what I would do, you know, Jay-Z Knight teaches a lot of these focus walks, and they're very powerful. And if you can, get out in nature and walk. And in your walk, get a mantra like, I am whole and healthy, you know, I'm miraculously healthy, whatever works for you, and just say it to yourself over and over. And as you're walking, you'll kind of get into this meditative state, and it starts reprogramming your DNA, because your DNA is actually being programmed from a field outside the DNA. Your cells are operating from an outside field, and all the physics are turning, you know, biophysicists are figuring this out right now. So if you can reprogram your field, it's going to reprogram the DNA in the cells, and it's going to make, you know, miraculous changes in your body.
Mm-hmm.
But don't focus on the disease, because you're going to be enhancing it. See yourself as totally whole and healthy and active.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're walking, do that, you know, and you'll be really surprised at the outcome. I've walked out of all kinds of things with this body, you know, which I probably should be dead by now, but
Wow.
I've just kind of walked on out of them.
I've been led to do that, start walking in and out in nature.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got to get out of that, you know, the man-made chaos, you might say, and get out into nature a little bit.
You've gave me a lot of
take your shoes off if you can.
Confirmation tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's really helpful to get your feet, you know, get grounded, mm-hmm. and, you know, get,
mm-hmm.
you know, let that energy. Because, you know, pain moves through your feet. It goes down into the earth through your feet, so.
What was the name of that book you mentioned again?
It's Reunion with Source.
Okay.
And it's on the website, you know. If you go to eseti.org, it's on the website. And you can email me from there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead and email me, and we'll do some clearing. Actually, after I hang up here off the show, I'll send you some nice clearing energy your way.
Great.
Because we're already connected just talking. You know.
I really appreciate it, James.
Oh, no problem.
And a lot of love back to you also.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it, everything you do.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night. All righty. I think we probably have time for maybe one more caller if somebody wants to squeeze in. It's been a great evening. I appreciate everything everybody's sharing, and be sending out love and bliss and healing bombs to everybody on the show. So tune in. Got some incoming. I'm getting hit here with incredible energy. It's amazing. I'm sitting here on the show right now, and I've out of my peripheral vision, I've got this light being appearing, and it shocked me at first because I'm just sitting here talking. All of a sudden, this flash and flashed in for a second, and then it disappeared. But I'm really hoping whoever that is, they come back and hang out a little longer. Maybe I can send them over to see Ben and help Ben out with his some of his challenges. But you know, we're definitely being challenged. Hello, we've got a caller.
James, this is Francesco in Northern California. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Glad to get through.
Yeah.
There's many questions, but I was told to make it quick, so I wanted to ask you about Planet X and what you know about that, being we're speaking of weather and whatnot. And,
yeah. You know, I'll tell you what's going on with Planet X, and with me anyway, is I've heard like 500 totally conflicting stories on it.
Uh-huh.
And everything from it's a ship to it's going to park and no worries to it's going to just really smack the earth and everybody's going to die.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too.
Yeah. And so, and I've been asking them, you know, what's going on with that, and they haven't really been real forthcoming with it, but what I've been getting clearly is that definitely there are a lot of shifts and a lot of changes, and the melting of the poles is the most serious event we have right now.
From that, yeah.
It's creating a wobble.
Uh-huh.
And which is going to create a partial pole shift.
From X, yeah.
Around 2011.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, very could well be the planet is creating these disturbances, but my feeling is, and from what I understand, is our whole solar system is glowing in its leading edge as it's moving into a highly energized place in space.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what's creating the solar flares and all the other problems that we're having. We're moving into a highly energized place.
Yeah.
And the sun is reacting to it. All the planets are lighting up, and it's all being aggravated by man, you know, with the greenhouse effects as well. So
yeah.
It's a combination of things that are going on that are creating the melting of the poles, which is going to shut down eventually, you know, the Atlantic current, and that's going to be a real mess for Europe when that happens because...
A big combination, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of things going on, and you don't have to be a prophet to figure it out. It's just science now.
Yeah.
You know, if you get into the science end of it, but... You know, I've been trying to get, and I've got to spend some time with that and really nail that down about Planet X and what it's all about.
Yeah.
And there may be a reason why they're not telling me because, you know, it's about it because, you know, it may serve a higher purpose. It's hard to explain.
Sure, yeah. So it is near, though, and yeah, it couldn't hurt to be
well prepared. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that don't really give a damn about anybody else, and they're all going underground, and they're not, you know, they spent all of our money to build all these huge underground shelters, and of course, we're not going to be part of that.
I know, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, how we stand a chance against all that.
Well, maybe
brute force out there.
Maybe those shelters they're going down to are going to have a different experience for them than they're expecting, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like they're holding off on giving me the big picture yet on that one.
Yeah, I've emailed you, and that's what I kind of got. But, I want to thank you, too, James. I watched one of your Bay Area things, and just thank you so much for your clarity and positivity and trustworthiness and all of this.
Oh, thanks.
All of these crazy, confusing times. It's good to know. We've seen it firsthand on the ranch, so...
Great.
It's great to have a good source of info. And
You have to come back up again as soon as the snow's gone here.
I know. How is that?
We still got about 5 feet on the ground.
Wow.
You know, one thing I want to tell people, like, it's just smart to go down and get yourself a big fat bag of rice and beans, you know?
Yeah, we did do that. Yeah.
Some rolled oats and things like that.
And
put a few cans away just to be on the safe side, because any way you look at it, there are going to be natural disruptions, and like up here, you know, with the 10 feet of snow that we got.
We had it rough until I saw your email about that, and it sounds pretty rough.
But. Yeah, I have a tunnel. I have a tunnel going into the conference building. It's like we dug a tunnel, and then you go through the door.
With the roof high, a roof of snow?
What,
like
that?
Not just a trench, an actual tunnel? Is that deep?
Yeah,
no
we had to
way.
Build you know, it's a 12-foot drift, and so to get into the conference zone, we had to dig a tunnel just to get in there.
How's the activity been up there?
You know, we haven't been out that much, but what little we've been out, we've been seeing a lot of ships, and we had 12 huge light ships come over.
That's cool.
So,
yeah.
I think we have another, I don't know, I just got beeped again. I don't know what that's
about. They said I had to be short. You might be out of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Yeah. Any quick thing on spiritual laziness, James, since that's our best protection through all this? I mean, it's just hard. Progress can be slow, and it seems like things are there to, you know, distort our clarity and whatnot, too, and harp and all that bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, the good news is all that stuff is going down. I've got to sign off. That's my beep.
Okay.
The show is run out of time, so thanks for calling and stay in touch.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
All right. This is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.